Animal welfare. EU plans end of cage systems and sow crates. Von Fleischwirtschaft.de und Age. Vom, the 23rd of June 2026. Brussels. A draft proposal from the European Commission estimates that the financial cost of restructuring the livestock sector by 2040 will run into the billions. At the same time, animal welfare standards are to be raised, and competitive conditions within the single market and vis-a-vis imports are to be adjusted. The European Commission is not backing down from its goal of ending the use of cages for chickens. This is evident from a leak regarding the EU's livestock farming strategy. The draft is set to be officially presented in Brussels on July 1, along with the EU protein plan. In the meantime, there had been doubts as to whether the agency, under EU Health Commissioner Oliver Varhelyi, would continue to pursue the plans initiated by his predecessor, Stella Kyra Kiedis. According to the draft, the Brussels authority is, at least verbally, aligning itself with the European Citizens' Initiative, ECI, and the cage age. In addition to ending cage rearing, the Commission also seeks a radical change in pig farming practices. As called for by the ECI, the draft proposes phasing out the use of gestation crates for sows and replacing them with pen systems. Furthermore, the draft proposes banning the systematic culling of male chicks from laying henlines. Instead, techniques for early sex determination in hatching eggs are to be used. Details on the timeline remain unclear. The draft does not specify exactly when laws on chicken and pig farming, as well as the ban on chick culling, can be expected. Originally, the European Commission had cited the last quarter of 2026 as a timeframe for this. According to sources in Brussels, a later date is now expected. The leaked document also provides no specific details regarding deadlines for phasing out certain farming systems. In addition, the draft addresses competition between animal products from the EU and imports from third countries. Since, according to the preliminary strategy paper, many products from third countries are produced under lower standards than in the EU, the Commission aims to ensure equivalent animal welfare standards in accordance with World Trade Organization, WTO, rules. However, the paper does not specify any concrete measures in this regard either. Halting the decline in livestock populations. According to the draft, Brussels aims to prevent livestock populations in the European Union from continuing to decline. The goal is to reverse this trend by 2040. To this end, the industry is to be enabled to operate profitably. According to the Commission, livestock farming accounts for around 40% of agricultural value added in the EU. It generates annual revenue of around 400 billion euros and employs approximately 7 million workers across 4 million farms. The status quo in European livestock farming is described as anything but positive. For example, the pig herd in Germany has shrunk by 22% in just a decade. France lost 16% of its cattle herd during the same period. This trend is to be countered by a review of the Unfair Trading Practices, UTP, directive and, if necessary, by relaxing hygiene regulations for slaughter. It should also become easier to establish small and mobile slaughterhouses in rural areas. Investment gap of 18 billion euros. According to the agency, the annual costs of transitioning to EU-wide animal welfare compliant husbandry could total between 5.9 and 8.4 billion euros by 2040. Broken down by individual farms, this could mean annual additional costs ranging from 34,000 to 136,000 euros for dairy cattle, an average of 236,000 euros per pig finishing farm, and 399,000 euros per sow farm. In the paper, the Commission estimates the investment gap resulting from the restructuring at over 18 billion euros by 2040. According to the leak, the Commission intends to cover this shortfall with its own financial instrument for the restructuring of livestock farming, which will be funded by the Common Agricultural Policy, CAP. Furthermore, access to private capital is also to be improved. Access to insurance, reinsurance, mutual funds, and income stabilization is to be facilitated through a financial instrument for climate insurance and livestock diseases. Details are reportedly already being worked out with the European Investment Bank, EIB. To combat animal diseases, the EU authority is focusing on broader, scientifically sound preventive vaccinations. It also intends to review whether the current disease classification system and vaccination regulations are still adequate. The Commission has also made the development of a sustainability compass a priority. Through this, Brussels aims to promote sustainable practices on a voluntary basis. Modern technology could reduce the sector's greenhouse gas emissions by at least 16% by 2040 compared to 2025 levels. Member states should make greater use of biogas and biomethane and, when it comes to ruminants, increasingly work with livestock breeds that produce lower methane emissions. Progress must also be made in feeding practices, nutrient utilization, and manure management. More support measures are essential. Whether these ambitious goals will remain nothing more than declarations of intent, given the lack of deadlines, unclear financing, and political headwinds from the member states, should become clear by the time concrete legislative proposals are introduced, at the latest.